Well, we've just heard Luke tell part of the story of the good news about Jesus with very specific details. Luke wants us to be aware of the facts. In the 15th year of the reign of the Emperor Tiberius, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, Herod, Brother Philip this and Lysanias that, triangulating, don't you see, different points of which we all ought to have been aware because we lived around there and we knew who was governor and who was mayor and who was chief priest, the high priest of Annas and Caiaphas. It was exactly and specifically then that the word of God came to John. Now, not just any John. Lots of people are called John, but no, John the son of Zechariah. That John, that specific person in the wilderness, not anywhere, but exactly and specifically in that place. Luke wants us to be aware that God's word comes with great specificity. It also comes with great power and beauty. Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill made low. The crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. Listen to the words, and don't you hear the music? Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Every valley God's word pierces the armored defenses of our dailiness and breaks open our very hearts. It can be ignored, yet once heard, God's word will not be forgotten. I'm free not to respond, but I shall not forget that on such and such a day, in such and such a place, God's word unmistakably broke through to me. So Luke reports the when, where, and what of God's word that broke through to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. I can also tell you of specific moments God's word broke through to Richard Leo, son of Jacqueline Emmanuel, me. Once when I was a child, lying one summer day on a grassy hillside, looking up, I saw God's word in the majesty and beauty of God's glorious sky. Another time, as a young man making a pastoral call in a ramshackle nursing home in Scranton, Pennsylvania, in that place, at that time, God spoke to me in the gentle voice of a dying miner's widow named Evelyn, telling me of humble love. Once you experience God's word breaking through in one specific circumstance, you're better attuned to hearing it again and again and again. Please think on this a moment. Cast your mind back to some precious thing God said particularly to you, just as John, son of Zechariah, told us what God said to him during that day, during the 15th year of the reign of Caesar Tiberius out there in the Judean wilderness. How do we recognize God's word? It may help to notice a few features in the word God spoke to John. Notice first that it is a rooted word. Although it came with specificity, power, and beauty, it also grew out of rich history and tradition. When John speaks the word of God that came to him in the Judean wilderness, he echoes the words of the prophets Isaiah and Malachi. Both Malachi and Isaiah look back to yet deeper roots. I send my messenger to prepare the way before me. He will purify so that we will be pleasing as in the days of old, as in former years, as earlier, as back, further back, at last to the dawn of creation, to God's first intention, to Eden before the fall. God's word relates our daily particulars to a rich and rooted tradition. The second thing I notice is that the word that came to John, though rooted in a rich past, was oriented to a glorious future. The crooked shall be made straight. The rough places will become smooth. Hear that, and with no great effort, you can imagine crooked and rough ways, great and small, personal and social and beyond, all around us. Oh, to make the crooked straight and the rough smooth. So that is the rainbow God sets in our sky. Grace lies ahead when the crooked shall be made straight and all that is rough smooth. When God's word breaks through, the past is servant to the future. A third thing I think to notice is that the word God gave John to speak drew him beyond himself toward others, and not just to a timid two or three others. The crooked shall be made straight and the rough ways made smooth, and all flesh, All flesh shall see the salvation of God. All flesh. Not just me and my flesh and blood, but all flesh. Ring the ever so familiar changes. White, black, brown, red, yellow, young, old, middle, male, female, other. All flesh. Dare we imagine flesh beyond humanity? As in the first creation story, beasts of the fields, birds of the air, fish of the sea, everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life. When God's word breaks through, focus expands not simply from self to others, but far beyond to embrace the whole of humanity. Indeed, to embrace all creation. This season of Advent is all about God's word breaking into this world. No pie in the sky by and by, but specifically here, specifically now. Luke reports how God's word broke through to John. However inadequately, I can tell you how God's word broke through to me. Only you can say exactly how God's word comes to you, how it will come in the future. But when God's word does break through the specificity of your particular life, I am certain that it will be rooted in rich tradition, that it will propel you toward God's future, and that it will draw you out beyond self and tribe and race and nation. So do recall God's word that broke through to John, son of Zechariah, the word God said to him that day in the 15th year of the reign of Caesar Tiberius out there in the Judea wilderness. Remember that, of course. But then tell one another what precious thing God is telling you here and now, that all flesh may see the salvation of God.